Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. You're listening live right now. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to leave a if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad. And that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I guarantee you, I will put you on the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. All right? Call me. Let's get it on. Now, today's show is being brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, you can call me at 678-549-0274. That's 678-549-0274. You can call and you can text me, or you can call and talk. Whether you're buying, whether you're selling real estate, residential real estate, I'll help you every step of the way. Okay, whether you're buying or selling, or whether you know someone who's buying or selling, give me a call. Now, you can also reach me by email. You can reach me by email at Frank Williams at KW.com. That's Frank Williams at KW.com. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me. Let's talk. Let's get it on. Now, before we get into the show, like I told you guys on yesterday, I was telling you, I've been having some great topics are popping up in my brain, some great topics are being thrown my way by some of the listeners and everything. Whether you're listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, or whether you're listening in your car, whether you're listening at work, or however you're listening to the show, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. And this show is for you, okay? This show is for you. I'll run the show, but it's your show, right? Call me. Let's talk. All right? So, again, before I get into the show, I just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the news that's going on right now in the NFL. Now, I know a lot of you sports guys out there listening to the show, and you've heard it. It's all over the news. It's all over all the sports shows about what happened. I don't know if it was yesterday or day before yesterday. Okay. Now, you know, they had a bunch of vacancies, a bunch of head coaching vacancies in the NFL. You know, at the end of the season, that last Sunday that these teams who aren't making the playoffs, that last Sunday of the season is a tough day. And then actually the Monday after the last Sunday is called Black Monday. You know how they say Black Friday? For shopping and getting your gifts and stuff for Christmas. Well, Black Monday is when some of these NFL coaches get their pink slips in their lockers, telling them that their services aren't going to be needed for the upcoming season. Whether you still got 195 years left on your contract or not, they're going to cut you off. But what's happening now is, you know, there's a quote-unquote rule in football called the Rooney Rule, okay? The Rooney Rule says that, you have to give minority coaches interviews for these positions. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? Don't get me wrong, because I know there are a lot of different people that listen to my show all over the place, okay? Black, white, Latino, Asian, whatever your ethnicity may be. Believe me that, things like this are, from me, looked at as something that's not going to happen, okay? They put the Rooney Rule in, but I think they should just get rid of the Rooney Rule because it's still the same way, all right? And even with the Rooney Rule in, okay? And I've got a vacancy in my business, okay? Because that's what it is. NFL is a business. But if I've got to, if I'm told that I have to interview these minorities for a position that I have available within my business, that doesn't mean that I have to hire them. That doesn't mean that. All that means is you have to give them an interview. You have to give them a chance to get the job. Now, that's pure, I don't know, maybe you can call it pure speculation, because I think it's something that you say, hey, if I bring him in, if I bring Frank in to interview for this job, I can interview Frank all day, but I don't have to give Frank this job. Okay? I can still give it to Bob, Sue, Harry, Joe, whomever I want to. It's my business. I can do it the way I want. And right now, what happened was the guy from the Miami Dolphins, the head coach from the Miami Dolphins, who is an African-American, he got fired at the end of the season. Okay, he got fired at the end of the season. The Miami Dolphins did not make the playoffs. All right? Now, I thought the Dolphins came on well, came back. I think they had a good season. I think they had a better season than right here in Atlanta with these Atlanta Falcons. They had a better season than the Falcons did. But we kept our coach, although he didn't have a whole lot to work with, but we kept our coach. First-year guy coming in, we kept our coach. We didn't fire him. But the Dolphins, I think they won the last 7 games of the season or something like that. They started off pretty bad, but I think they ended up winning the last 7 games of the season or something like that. And somebody had to lose, and they had to win in order for them to get into the playoffs. They won their last game, I believe, but the people that they needed to lose won, and they didn't make the playoffs. And they fired their coach, which, like I said, was an African-American. Now, people say, okay, Frank, he got his chance. Okay? He got his chance. But now, he got fired. So, of course, he's going to go after another job. All right? He went after the New York Giants head coaching job. All right? They told him. I guess they called him up and go something like this. Hey, I think this guy's name is Brian. Hey, Brian, this is Dave Hollister from the New York Giants. We want you to come in on Thursday for an interview for our head coaching job for our team. Okay, Bob, I'll be there on Thursday. Click. Okay, you hang up. Let's say just hypothetically that's Monday, okay? Tuesday, you get a text. The coach just got fired from the Dolphins. Tuesday, you get a text, and it's from Bill Belichick. Y'all know Bill Belichick. And you guys can jump in 516-531-9483 whenever you want. Just press the number one, and I'll put you on the air. And so he gets a text from Bill Belichick from the New England Patriots, right? And Bill Belichick is congratulating this guy named Brian Flores, okay? He's congratulating Brian Flores for getting the job. This Tuesday now, walk with me. Brian's interview for the job is not until Thursday. Okay? So Bill Belichick texts him and says, hey, Brian, congratulations on the new job. You're gonna be great with this team. Brian's like, oh, okay. Okay, Bill. I sure do hope I get the job. I'm glad you're optimistic about it. These aren't his exact words, okay? But they do have the text out there online where he got it from Bill Belichick. So I'm just kind of paraphrasing. So he says, okay, thanks, Bill, but are you sure you're talking to the right Brian? I don't, because he knew another guy named Brian Dole or something like that, had an interview with the Giants for that Giant job. So he said, are you talking to the right Brian? And then Belichick comes back in his text after that and say, oh, I screwed up. I thought I was texting Brian Dole or whatever his name is that got the job. Okay? So now this other Brian from the Miami Dolphins is saying, come on, man, it's Tuesday. Bill Belichick already know who's got the Giants job, which is a guy, I think this guy is a coordinator or something from the Buffalo Bills. Now he's already been in to the office and interviewed, and they've given him the job. Now Brian Flores, the guy who Bill Belichick is texting, he doesn't know that until Bill Belichick texted him. Now he's all pissed off about that because I'm supposed to interview Thursday. So if they already gave this guy, if they've already given this guy a job, why am I interviewing on Thursday? Why am I going to this dummy interview? That's what I call it, a dummy interview, when they've already hired someone for the job. It isn't like it's four or five positions out there as a head coach for the team. It isn't like they're going to hire four or five people for this job. It's just one. So wouldn't you be thinking that? Wouldn't you be thinking, if you were Brian Flores, wouldn't you be thinking that? And I'm going to get into my topic in just a minute, but I had to talk about this because, you know, it's been going on forever, right? It's been going on forever. And until they put in this rule, the Rooney Rule, you know, a lot of African American coaches who are aspiring to be head coaches weren't getting interviews. So they're trying, I understand the NFL's thing of trying to level the playing field and all this, but at the same time, these 31 owners, it's 32 teams and 31 owners, they don't give a shit what the NFL says, right? It's my team. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. I'm going to hire who I want to hire. But this guy got so fed up with this, he immediately got on the phone with his attorney and called him and told him what was going on and said, hey, I want to put in a lawsuit right now against the NFL, against the Giants. He's also suing the Broncos and the Dolphins and someone else. Okay? I'm like, why are you suing the Dolphins? You just got the Dolphins just gave you a job and now they fired you. Now you're suing the Dolphins? Why? And he said he's suing the Dolphins because the owner told him, I guess last year or year before last, that if he lose some games, or in other words, tank the season, that he'd give him another $100,000 bonus so they could get a draft choice, a draft pick. All right? That's bad for the game, too. Now, you think about the timing of this. The timing comes right here. We just started Black History Month. If you guys didn't know, just started Black History Month yesterday. The Super Bowl is coming up in 2 weeks. The NBA All-Star game is coming up soon. So all these big events coming up, with this coming out now, this is going to be talked about like it snowed in Atlanta the last few weeks. You know, that's a problem. Watch out for it. Watch out for it. You can turn on any sports show right now, and I guarantee you there's something there about it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to come about of this. I can tell you my opinion, but I don't know. But, you know, something's getting ready to happen. Something crazy is getting ready to happen. Okay? Something's crazy getting ready to happen. There are three more positions out there, three more head coaching jobs out there. I think one just got taken, but there's three more head coaching jobs out there. But this guy, Brian Flores, has put himself out there. He's, you know, I think he's going to be blackballed from the NFL, just like Colin. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Let me get off my soapbox about that and get on with the show that we're really here for. Today's show is entitled, If You Are Co-Signing, You Are Buying, right? If you co-sign with someone, you might as well say you're buying that car or whatever you're co-signing with them on. Because, you know, when you co-sign with them on a, let's say a car, that's the number one, that's the number one thing for co-signing. Now, co-signing was big when I was when I was coming up, because a lot of people, you know, for me at that time, you know, maybe just got into the workforce and was, you know, raw as far as credit score and all this stuff, but they had a job and they were able to. You know, make a monthly payment. They had a job, period. So, but they credit may not have been where they wanted it to be, or they may not have enough credit or whatever. And they were saying, hey, Frank, if you get someone to co-sign with you, now let me clear this up, because not everybody can co-sign. Okay. You can't just go pull Barry off the street and say, hey, Barry, come on over here, man, co-sign with me on this car. All right? Now, Barry has to have decent credit as well. So let's say you're Barry. All right? You are. Yeah, you're Barry. Say, Barry, come on over here and help me co-sign with me on this car. Or it's a friend of yours or a relative of yours asking you to co-sign on this car. What's co-signing, Frank? Some of you guys, I know there are young people that listen to my show. Some of you guys don't know what co-signing is. Co-signing is you're signing along with the person who wants the car. So you're co-signing with them for responsibility of paying for this car. Listen to me again. You're co-signing with them as a second person on this loan for this car, to buy this car. So essentially, you know, you're buying the car as well. You're just putting your name on it to help so they can get it, and you're hoping that they'll pay for this car. They'll make the monthly payments. Okay, because if they stop making the monthly payments, guess who they're going to come to? Guess who they're going to call if they don't receive a payment from that person? They're going to call Barry. Barry is you. They're going to call you and say, hey, Barry, where's my payment? John didn't pay this month, but we need that payment. Are you going to pay? What? Bear say, what? No, I'm not going to pay. I don't have the money to pay for that. Oh, Barry, we got a problem. What's the problem? It isn't my car. He's got the car. He's driving it every day. That's his car. Well, Barry, you co-signed on this loan for him. And since you co-signed and he didn't pay, you have to pay. And then guess what? That car, when you co-signed on that car is also on your credit. Heck yeah. Because you co-signed for that car. So now, if Barry doesn't pay, now, or if John doesn't pay, now you, Barry, you have to pay. Hey, John's sitting back, he riding, he might even be out of town in that car, not paying for it. Now, Barry, who is you, you have to make those payments. Now, if I'm going to co-sign with someone to pay for a car and they don't pay for it, we got a problem, right? You need to park that car in my yard. You need to park that car in my yard if you're not going to pay for it. Barry, what you mean? I only missed one payment. Okay, John, but you missed the payment. I co-signed on that, so I had to make that payment that you missed in order to protect my credit. So if you're not going to pay for the car, you bring that car to my house and put it in my driveway, I'm going to drive it because I'm going to pay for it because I'm trying to protect my credit rating, my credit score, my credit period. So, you know, when you think about it, guys, what I'd say, the bottom line is, you know, don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart because I've never co-signed on a car. I've never co-signed. Okay. Now I've never asked my mom to co-sign with me on my first car that I had to make payments on. Because my first car was a Volkswagen Beetle. Now I didn't make payments on it. I just had to save my payments and then buy it. Couldn't make payments on them, right? They weren't sitting at a car dealership. So I had to straight up buy it. That's the best way, right? So I had to straight up buy it. And so I never known about co-signing. Well, I did know about co-signing, but I never asked anyone to co-sign with me on a car. And if I did, if I had asked my mom to co-sign on the car for me, and, you know, think about it. If I'd asked my mom to co-sign on the car for me and I didn't make the payments, I guarantee you she would have taken that car. She would have. That's just the way my mom was. Boy, you're not going to pay for that car. You park that car. Park it. You're not going to pay for it. Park it. Now you screwed up my credit. Okay? And that's exactly what happens. They screw up your credit because if they don't pay for it and you don't pay for it because you didn't want a car. Okay? You just wanted them to have a car. That's what the bottom line is. You wanted them to have a car. You weren't interested in making monthly payments for a new car. But you wanted them to have a new car, right? Well, Frank, yeah, I wanted them to have a new car, but I thought they were going to pay for it. Well, we all think they're going to pay for it. But they don't. excuse me. And then, you know, if they don't pay for it and the folks come pick it up, now guess what? You still owe for that car. Right? You still owe for that car. Those payments or that balance still sitting out there on your credit. Now, when you go, you say, I want to go buy me a house. Now, you can't even buy your house because that car done screwed up your credit. The car that you co-signed on for someone else. Whether it was a son, daughter, aunt, uncle, cousin, I don't care what it is. Okay? Now you're in the position where, hey, man, I want to fight. Because you done screwed up my credit. Well, excuse me. Well, the ball is now in your court. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know. If someone out there, someone listening to the show, and I know I got a full house of people, someone listening to the show, I know this has happened to someone out there that's on the show. Hey, tell me what happened. Give me something. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. So, I just recommend that you not do it. Okay? Not do it. Unless you're willing to take the chance of screwing up your credit. Now, I know that, and I got a few more minutes in the show, but I know that I talked about the Rooney Rule and what's happened in the NFL and the turmoil that's going on right now within the NFL. But I probably have gotten 17, 18 messages so far about that. I'll get some more information and some solid information throughout my waking hours today. And hey, maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. But you know, we're in 2022 now. The year 2022. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend. And he said, Frank, you remember when it was 1999 and everybody was worried about the year turning over to the year 2000? Everything's coming to an end. It's the end of the world. People going out buying 100 cans of pork and beans and 100 cans of green beans and 100 cans of black-eyed peas, 100 cans of green peas and all the meat and all the toilet paper and everything. But, you know, hey, it is what it is, right? It's all about what you believe. Okay, it's all about what you believe. So I know I'm going to get all kind of messages about this, and that's fine. You know, everything comes to have problems within it. Okay, everything comes to have problems within it, and the problem of racism is a huge problem. You know, people don't want to be discriminated against. I don't care if you're white, black, Latino, Asian, African, whatever you are. You don't want to be discriminated against. Every race has been discriminated against. It's not just one race discriminating against another race. Every race has been discriminated against some form or fashion. And you know, that's just America. That's the way it's been for a very, very long time. And you have to do your part to help. And what I mean by that is you have to try to be conscious of not discriminating against someone else because of their race. And they can't do the job, they can't do the job. But don't say they can't do the job because they're white, or they can't do the job because they're black, or they can't do this job because they're Latino or Asian or whatever. You know, that's not fair. All right? So, you know, if you would do your part and I do my part and we all do our part, things will start to get better, I believe. That's just my belief. You know, you don't have to believe what I believe, but it's all good. I just want to, I have a platform here that I can talk to a few different races, okay? It's not just black people that listen to my show. It's not just white people that listen to my show. It's not just Asian, whatever people that listen to my show. I have a diverse group of people that listen to my show. Race and age and whatever. So, you know, my thing is to help educate. Help educate people. I tell people all the time, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. I'm going to leave you guys with that. Hey, join me tomorrow, okay? And, again, I may do a show about this news in the NFL. I don't know. But I have a closet full of topics and shows that I could put out there, and a lot of them are very, very good. So I will have a good show for you tomorrow, whether it's that or not. I will have a great show for you tomorrow. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families, okay? This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hour.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tada. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey, hold your man down. Hey, who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Designer, gold. Man. We living fast now. Finest. Rose. We can go. We can go. Keep watching me. When Bob still be real and famous. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that kill it, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I can forget, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lips. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt.